5. Romans chapter 5. Now, when we finished our fast and we came out of the fast and there were some breakthroughs in different levels that took place in different places, the Spirit of the Lord said that it was a new season, it was a new day, there was a fresh anointing, it's coming our way, a season of health and prosperity, a season of the Spirit working through you and through me, a season of increase in prosperity is what he said, and the Spirit working through you and through me. And I started this, and I'm on a little series, and I'm serious about this series. And I believe there's so much misconception and misunderstanding about the Holy Spirit and the spiritual things. We were fast. You're not late. You're early. Hallelujah. And last week I spoke to you, the title was Pentecost Junction. And a junction is a place where two things meet or two things are joined together. We talked about the time where the natural and the spiritual, the flesh and the spirit, or the material and the spiritual, come together. And so we talked about out of 1 John 2:27, and we talked about the junction of unction. The unction is the anointing of God, the Holy Spirit. We found and we know that what we're doing is we're establishing first that the Holy Spirit indwells in us. So he indwells, that he instructs. He instructs us, he teaches us all things, and that he instills the truth. When the beloved was writing this letter in 1 John 2, he said, I don't need to tell you the truth, you already know it. Because of the anointing, because of the Holy Spirit. And when I was looking at that, what the Lord was speaking to my heart about was to talk about the Pentecost experience, the experience. I want you to understand with me today that the Pentecost experience isn't a church service. The Pentecost experience is a way of life. In other words, if we believe that the Spirit of God indwells in us, that he is there to instruct us, that he is there to instill the truth, we also have to have a true understanding of who the Holy Spirit is. You know, I think so many times that the church itself has given the Holy Spirit a bad name. You know, every time everybody thinks about the Holy Spirit, they think about the Holy Spirit coming to convict you. Well, when I think of a convict, I think of the word convict. You know, you're not a convict. You're free in Christ Jesus. Amen. You know, the word convict only appears one time in the entire Bible. And the time that that appeared in the Bible is when the woman was caught in the act of adultery. And when Jesus turned and asked the woman where her accusers were, he said that they must have been convicted in their own heart. You know, and so many times, I want you to understand that the Holy Spirit is a convincer, not a convictor. And the Holy Spirit is here to convince us of the truth. If Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free, it's so important that we have a true understanding of what is true. Amen? So, to illustrate this today, in Romans 5, now, I've preached out of Romans 5 many times, but I've never preached out of Romans 5 in the light and the direction the Lord has taken us today. So, look with me in Romans chapter 5, verse number 1. The Word of God says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And here's the scripture reference I want to focus on today. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. The title of this morning's message is Pentecost Experience. I want you to understand with me that God is love. God is love. The Father is love. The Son is love. The Holy Spirit is love. So I want you to understand these three simple things today. The Spirit of love is for us. The Spirit of love is with us. And the Spirit of love is in us. The Spirit of love is for us. The Spirit of love is with us. And the Spirit of love is in us. Amen. Can we lift our word and make a declaration in the house today? Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word. And my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Lord, speak to me, for I am listening. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful for your word, and we're so grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to the house to do. So, Lord, I pray that you speak through me today, Father God. Speak to each individual that's here today. May this body be edified and encouraged and comforted by the preaching and teaching of your word. And when all is said and done, you'll receive the glory and the honor. So we thank you for the opportunity, Father God. Give us revelation, give us understanding, enlighten us, Father God, by your word we pray. Amen and amen. You know, when I was looking at this and the Lord was speaking to my heart, and you know, in the Bible there's three types of love. There's eros, E-R-O-S, which is romantic love. There's philia love, which is brotherly love. And then there's agape love. This love doesn't have conditions. I don't know about you, but I have a problem in self with having agape love. Hello? And what the Lord wanted me to understand, and he wants you to understand, and I shared with the body early this morning, is what God wants you and I to be is a conduit for his love to flow through. If we're a conduit, we can do it. Amen? If we're a conduit. In other words, it's not my love, it's his love. So first thing I want you to understand today, that God loves you and the Spirit of love is for you. Matter of fact, in Romans chapter 8, 31, the Word of God says, if God be for us, who can be against us? Hello? So what God is saying, if love is for you, who can be against you? In other words, we have to have revelation and understanding that the Lord's love abounds and abounds and abounds. It's not merited. It's not deserved. It's not earned. It's given to us freely. Amen?
Amen.
Just remember this thought today as we're saying, we're a conduit and we can do it. Say that. I'm a conduit, and I can do it. That's my cornonia. Hallelujah. But if you get that thought in your mind, even though it may sound corny, and it may come from a corny pastor, if you get that thought in your mind, you'll get revelation and understanding, especially in times when you feel like everything's against you, where you think that nobody cares, that no one loves you. The Spirit of love is for you. Amen?
Amen.
You know, we believe that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. God is love, so the Spirit is love. So I just want this thought to get, when we're thinking about the Holy Ghost, we're thinking about the gifts of the Spirit. We have understanding and revelation that the Spirit of love is for us. Are you there? Look with me in Romans chapter 8. Verse number 14, the Spirit of love will lead us. The Spirit of love will lead us. Paul reminding them in the Word, in verse 14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. In other words, first off, we need to know that love leads. Love will steer us in the right direction. The Bible says the steps of a good man have been ordered by the Lord. The Word says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to your own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. He wants you to understand that he's for you, and he's giving you the spirit of love to lead us in the right direction. Amen? And in other words, when Paul began to teach in Romans chapter 8, verse number 1, he says, there is therefore no condemnation to those in Christ that walk not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. So in other words, if I'm walking in the flesh, I might be facing some condemnation. But if I'm walking in the Spirit, I'm walking according to the will of God, I'm not facing any condemnation because I'm walking in love. I'm walking and operating in love. God isn't operating and moving in anything but love. God isn't moving in any direction but love. Not only will love lead us, but love will sustain us. Look at Romans 8, verse number 26. He says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So, in other words, if love is for us, love will steer us, love will sustain us, love's going to keep us. Hallelujah. It's love. It's love. I don't know about you, but everybody wants to be loved. Come on. Come on. And if we want to reach somebody, the only way we're really going to truly reach them is in love. And it can't be our love, because our love comes with conditions. It has to be God's love. That's why he sealed us and given us the Holy Spirit. So the Spirit of God can be, we can be a conduit for God's love to work through our lives. And so if I know that God is steering me, I know that he's sustaining me, then I can believe in Romans 8, 28, that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them that are the called according to his purpose. Amen? Because the Spirit of love is for me. So no matter what comes my direction, I need to get this revelation and understanding that the Spirit of God, the Spirit of love, is for me. Amen? No matter what it looks like in front of me, that God's for me. Amen? I don't know about you, but at times I need to know that I've got some support. Sometimes I need to know that someone's got my back. God says, if no one has your back, don't worry, I have your back. Because the Spirit of love is for us. Look at your neighbor and say, the Spirit of love is for you. Love is for you. That means I'm for you. Because I love you. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus, God would say, for God so loved the world that he gave. that he gave. Love gives his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. You know, God gave us his very best. Because why? Because he's for us. That makes me feel better to know that somebody's for me. I know my honey's for me. Aren't you, darling, in the nursery? Yes, darling. See? I'm going somewhere with this. Just bear with me. You know, the prophet Isaiah, in Isaiah chapter 12, verse number 2, the word of God says, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength, and my song is become my salvation." You know, love saves, my friend. Love saves. You know, when I was looking at this, here's one of the things. Here's what the Lord is speaking to my heart about. When the Apostle Paul, here's Paul. The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14, he's teaching on the gifts of the Spirit being activated in the body of Christ. All right? And he says in 1 Corinthians 12, let me go there. Verse number 1. He says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant." And then ignorant is unlearned or unknown. And then the apostle goes through and teaches on the spiritual gifts. And then he closes in verse number 14, chapter 14, and he says, verse number 38, "But if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant." Of chapter 14. Now he's speaking on spiritual gifts. 1 Corinthians 12, 1 says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you to be ignorant." And then after he teaches on them, he ends up, he says, "If you're ignorant, let them be ignorant." So, in other words, he made it simple and clear to be understood. Understand with me, the natural man does not understand the things of God. They are foolishness to him because they're spiritually discerned. And you and I have the Spirit of God, so we have the mind of Christ. So as we're looking at this, what Paul did is in Romans, and 1 Corinthians 12, and 13 and 14, he taught on the gifts. In 13, he talked about what the gifts were about. The gifts were about love. Because if it didn't have love, it was just a bunch of noise. It was a bunch of clanging. There's been a lot of spiritual gifts that have been operating, where they've been operating outside of love. And they haven't brought life to the hearers. They haven't been brought life to the recipient. They brought condemnation and damnation. And the Spirit of God has come to bring life in the abundance thereof. And the Spirit of God is saying that love never fails. So when we're moving in the Spirit of God, it's the Spirit of love. Love is with us, and love is for us, and love is with us. Jesus said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." He is always with us. He said in John 14, 18, he said, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come unto you." In other words, what Jesus is saying to you and I is we're never alone. Love is with us. Amen. When we gather together, worshiping and praising to God, I believe the Bible says in Matthew 18, 20, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am to be found in the midst. So we find that love inhabits the praise and worship. The whole atmosphere needs to be an atmosphere of love. Amen? There's been enough negativity in the world. You don't have to come in and get beat up in church. Amen? This should be a place that the Bible said, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." No matter where you're from, no matter what you've done, you're accepted here. Love's the bound. Amen? Amen. Amen? 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 You know, he said in Hebrews 13:5, he said, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. As I have said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So I may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Amen? That's the word of God. In other words, that's what God wants you and I to understand, that love is what's going to lift us to the next level. The Spirit of God, it has to move in love. It has to be move in love. You know what the Lord would show me? In Galatians, the Word of God says, the fruit of the is. So the fruits of the Spirit isn't mine. They're His. So, oh, he's saying I can do it if I become a conduit. In other words, if the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, goodness, temperance, and faith, meekness, temperance, and faith, and we those things. Hey, how many times do I have trouble with long-suffering? Anybody have trouble with patience? Anybody have problems with being filled with joy at times? Anybody have some trouble being at peace? In other words, what the Apostle Paul was saying, the fruit of the Spirit being evident in your life as a conduit, the Spirit of God flowing through you will bring love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, and faith. Amen. In other words, it's the Spirit of God working through us as a that we're conduits. Amen. So as we're looking at this Spirit of love, you know, when I even look at Romans, being 1 Corinthians 13, I gotta go there too. Verse number 4 of 1 Corinthians 13. Says, love suffereth long. It is kind. It envieth not. It vaunteth not itself. Is not puffed up. It doesn't behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things. Believeth all things. Hopeth all things. Endureth all things. Love never fails. Amen. And when I look at myself, I fail in some of those areas. But I'm not a failure. I'm a work in progress like you're a work in progress. Amen? And what God is saying to us, that the Spirit of God is with us. He is for us. He is with us. He is to see us through. I don't know about you, but I need help. Come on. Come on. I want you to get a hold of something today. I believe the Spirit wants us to get a hold of something. As when we're looking at spiritual gifts and we're looking at spiritual, the Holy Spirit flowing and God moving in our lives, that it's the Spirit working through you. It's not you working through the Spirit. Amen? Let God arise. See, when we allow God arise, then the enemy is scattered. Amen? You know, that love is what's going to change things. Amen? Amen? The way you look at someone. Amen? Wait a minute. You can't always go by the way people look. Somebody might, they might be constipated and you think they're mad at you.
That was corny.
That was corny. Huh? Praise God. But we don't want to be constipated in the Spirit. Hallelujah. And that's what happens. That's what happens. Because God wants His love to flow. He wants us to be a conduit, knowing that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Paul said it was his strength that was made perfect in my weakness. And oh, in other words, it's just allowing God's love to flow through our lives. Amen? Now, if I'm allowing the Spirit of God and the Spirit of love, the Holy Spirit that's in me, and I'm walking in the Spirit, not in the flesh, and I'm flowing in the Spirit, and there's been someone that's offended me, or someone that's hurt me, and I just can't forgive them. In other words, I got to stop trusting self, and I got to allow the Spirit of love to flow through my life. Because the Spirit of love knows exactly what to say and exactly what to do. Amen? And he'll always do it according to God's will. Amen? You know, if we pray this and we believe this, not our will, but your will be done, we want to get into the will of God, right? Amen? You know? I think it's easier for my generation to love. Because that's what we were raised on. We were the peace, love generation. We were the hippies. Yeah. Yep. But now I'm hipped up on the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Not only is the Spirit of love for us, not only is the Spirit of love with us, but the Spirit of love is in you. Look at Romans chapter 8. Romans 8, verse 11. The Word of God says, but's a big word, but if. Now, he's either in you or he isn't. Hello? There's no in between here. Either you accepted Christ and the Spirit of God is in you or he's not. So if the Spirit of God is either in you or not, you can't believe partially. You got to believe all the way. Well, Pastor, I believe this, but I don't believe this. Well, I'll take this, but I'm not going to take that. I'll do this. His counsel is the Alpha to the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, and everything that's in between. Amen? I just can't take out one scripture and say, I'm just going to live on this one and forget the rest. You know? It's the full counsel of God. So now we ask a question. If he's in us, then, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken. Quicken comes from the Greek word zoupoio, make alive your mortal bodies by the Spirit that dwelleth in you. If the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, he shall quicken your mortal body by the Spirit that dwells in you. In other words, what I do is when that comes, I take authority over it in the name of Jesus. I'll stand in agreement. Father, in the name of Jesus, James' foot has been touched by your power, and this pain and discomfort is healed in Jesus' name. Not our name, but in the name of Jesus. If the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, if he was dead and he came alive, what he is saying to you and I, he shall quicken our mortal, not our immortal bodies, not in the future, our mortal body is now. He'll quicken us. He'll make us alive. Love makes us alive. Amen? Man, love brings life into a room. Amen? So not only is God for us, not only he's with us, but he's in us. The Spirit of love is in us, and he wants to make us alive. We're not dead men walking. Hello? We're alive men and women talking, sharing the love of Jesus, sharing the love of God with a lost and dying world. Amen. Jesus said in John 6:63, he said, it is the spirit that quickeneth or makes alive. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The words that I am speaking to you today, they are spirit and they are life. In other words, understand and recognize that God is a spirit. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, there's freedom, and the spirit of love is coming to the room. The spirit of love wants you to know that God is for you. The spirit of love wants you to know God is with you. And the spirit of love wants you to know that God is in you. Amen. He's in you. But then he takes it a little further in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 6. The love, the spirit of love that makes me alive, he makes me alive to help others to come alive. Yes, yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Whether you know it or not, this is really good stuff. If you let it get inside you. Let the flame. I also had another one when we were singing this thing. I said, hey, man, flaming yo. Flaming yo. I was going to do a little ha ha. Flaming yo. Hallelujah. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 6 says, who also have made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Man, I'm not up here to tell you everything that's wrong with you. I'm here to tell you how good he is. Hallelujah. You already know what's wrong with you. That's between you and him. I'm not here to get into your mail. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you how much God loves you. How he has plans in your life. It's a good thing to be in the house of God. You with me? 1 Peter 4. Oh, I got loud. I'm sorry. That was my fault. I should have spoken a little softer. I woke Levi up. That's on me this time. Sorry, Amber. 1 Peter 4:6. Love shouldn't get loud. Calm down, Pastor. I had someone ask me this week. They're going through some ugly stuff and they're into some ugly stuff. And I had somebody ask me this week, well, why do you keep on giving to me? And why do you keep loving me? And I said, because it's not my love. It's his love. His love doesn't come with conditions. His love doesn't come with stipulations. His love comes to us freely. For he is God's love. And the Bible says he first so loved the world. He didn't say for God so loved the church, even though he loves his church and gave himself a ransom for the church. He said God loves the world. He loves every last soul that's not serving him. He's not willing that any should perish. He is not willing that any should perish. He's not willing that any should perish. His love abounds and abounds and abounds and abounds and abounds. It keeps coming and coming and coming and coming and coming. That's the love of God. Somebody said to me, well, God isn't doing anything for me. The only ones that have done anything for me is you. And I said, well, who do you think that was? Because if it was me, I wouldn't have done it for you. But God said, when God says to do this, I do it, and I act out of obedience. I a lot of times don't understand, because I sometimes argue with them when God tells me to give somebody something or do it. And I say, can you pick someone else? But act an act of obedience, out of the act of following the spirit of love, you give. You know, that's when love covers a multitude of sins. Because when you love when it's not deserved, it really messes their head up. Hello? Sometimes it messes you up, so you just got to stay in the spirit. You with me? Are we here? We're here. Let me hear something from you. Is anybody live in the house? Live? Living? Amen. I'm going to close with this. Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 4. Verse number 8. The Word of God says that above all things have fervent charity or love among yourselves, for love shall cover a multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man hath received a gift, even so minister the same one to another as the good stewards of the manifold grace of God. As everyone has received the gift I'm speaking about today is the gift of the Spirit of love. The gift of the Spirit of love. And that we as the body of Christ should be a conduit and recognizing as we allow ourselves to be a conduit, we can do it. We can do all things through Christ. Recognizing that the Spirit of God, that God is love, that love is for us, that love is with us, and love is in us. In other words, when we get to that point where we say, I can, we have to allow ourselves to be a conduit for God to use so we can. See, He wants to operate, He wants to flow through our lives freely. Amen? But what needs to come out is love. Love. You see, that's why He says, that's why Jesus said, He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. The Spirit of love, and I'll sup with you and we with me. See, He's always knocking at our heart's door. The question is, will you open the door and let Him in? Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word. We're grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish something in every heart and every life in the room. Father, we thank you, Father God, that we haven't chose you, but you've chosen us. You called us by name. Your word declares that every hair in our head is numbered, and you knew us before we were ever formed in our mother's womb. That you have a plan for our life, and your plan is for good and not for evil. You give us a hope, and you give us an expected end. So, Lord, as we meditate upon what we heard today, that the Spirit of love has come, that the Spirit of love is for us, it is with us and in us, Father God, to accomplish all that you sent it to do. So our prayer today, Father God, as we close this service this morning, Father God, that we would open up the valves, that we'd open the passageway to allow your love to flow in and through and to others, Father God. Father, we thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do, and we'll never see